And I say, praise the Lord for that. That's an opportunity right there. And that's kind of what the message is about tonight. I know this is praise and worship, and when I think, well, yeah, anytime we're here and preaching and we're celebrating Christ, that is a form of worship. So and what got me to this right here and is a little bit of our church realignment, if so to speak. You know, we're having business meetings. Things is changing a little bit, not changing our goals as serving Christ. It's changing our organization a little bit, so one guy don't have to carry 50 loads, okay, so to speak. And what this is going to be about is more about encouraging each of us to follow our callings, whatever it might be. Because if you obey your calling, all these new positions that might come available, if you, each one of us, obey our callings, God will have the right person in every job there is here. One man won't have to run up there and cover everything. Like I've said before, I've talked to folks. I know we got some folks here that are willing to do whatever it is. Every one of us need to be that way. But they're having to fill positions that they're really not called for. So they feel like they're kind of just sticking their finger in the dike. Which, praise the Lord that we have folks that way. But I'm after the folks that God says, hey, Dave, I need you to do this. Step up and do that. Hey, Greg, and all around, Tony, Bev, all of us have callings. So that's what this is going to be about here a little bit. And the Lord gave me this message yesterday when I was outside shoveling snow. Okay, now Debbie's going to get me after church, but okay, she gave me a calling. Now she's sick, you know, and I'm supposed to be taking care of her. She wants some macaroni and cheese. Well, you know, okay, I'll get it for you here in a minute. I'll wait on a commercial. But it's not 5 minutes till she's reminding me of my calling. Okay, and I had failed on my calling. She ended up made it for us. So, but all day long I'm thinking, I got to clean that driveway. 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 Here it is 4 o'clock and I'm still saying, I got to clean that driveway. Well, putting off my calling made it so much harder. Because that rain had came and it started melting. You get down in the snow, the bottom of it's just this much water. It's heavy. But I'm out there trudging along thinking, you know, I'll try to hurry. Well, that's no good. You hurry, you're wore out. Okay, so I just keep plodding along, and the Lord's keeping feeding me. I looked at this big old job I got, I think I'll never get that done. He said, go the distance. Keep on going. So I keep pushing, and I keep pushing, and I keep pushing. And at the end, you know, I done her steady, I done her slow, I done her confidently, and I got her done. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what about our calling is here this evening. Okay? Now I'll get a scripture here. Miss Patty, I'll get a prayer here, and we'll get going. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 5. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 5 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let's pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we bow here before you this evening, Lord, to thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness, Lord. I cry out to you right now, Lord, a humbled servant for you, Lord, seeking that you'll get this man out of the way, Lord, that we can bring forth the word that you have for us and be encouraged by your word and our commitment to you as well as your commitment to us. We thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that you guide and direct us, Lord. Touch every heart, touch every life. In these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, man, isn't it awesome to have the Lord fill your heart with the desire to preach, to teach, to be in church, to proclaim Him as our Savior, as our guidance of all things, as the only hope that we can have in this life. I think of Gary. When Debbie said he died, now he lives. He's experiencing heaven. He's experiencing what this is all about, what we're seeking. Psalm 37, 3 through 5. answer the call. Okay? And there, commit thy way. Okay, now I'm telling you, if the Lord is calling you to do something, answer the call. Do it. Do it. Commit yourself. I was thinking about, I'm talking about my racing a little bit. Okay? And that took commitment to do it right. You know, most of you know I slammed myself down on the ground and hurt myself a little bit. But to do that and to be competitive, and if you're competitive, you want to do the best you can, right? Okay. So when it hit me to be competitive, me and Debbie started working out. I trained. I did. I really did. I worked out on weights. I trained. I run. You ask the kids, I'd run up and down the stairs at the house to get my heart rate up. Because you go out there racing, most of the races was 5 laps. Well, I could do 3. And the last 2, I'm hanging on, and that's when you usually get hurt. Your hands fly off the bars, you make a mistake, you get hurt. So I done that, and that improved. That made it so I could go 3 laps, and then I could go 2 more laps, and I could go 2 more laps if I needed to. I was committed to it. I put the effort in. I ate right. I kept my weight down, and I kept myself mentally prepared. Okay, and this has a lot to do with our commitment to serving Jesus. Okay, I know that's shallow. I discovered that racing was shallow. It was hollow. There was temporary. It was going to end, and it benefited nothing. Nothing. But I can put what I've learned through that challenge to what we're doing here today. Because this is not hollow. This is not temporary. And this will not end. Till we're standing in glory and we're standing in the finish line where we know we've won the race, where there'll be no coming up short on a triple and knocking yourself out. I've wanted to tell you all this one several times here. When the Lord was dealing with me to get away from that, one of my last races up there, you know, I was pretty relaxed. I remember going around the track, just crossed the finish line, going around this turn, and I'm catching myself singing while I'm going, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." I'm not making this up, really. I'm not. I'm going through this turn. "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." And, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I go over a triple and come around. And here's this big old jump Billy and them do. And it's a big one. I'm thinking, I'm feeling pretty good, you know. Whoa, splat. I didn't make it, you know. So. And I knew that was the end of it. Okay, but back to the commitment of serving the Lord. See, that's all over. That's all past. Anything we've done in the past is past. Serving the Lord does not end. Amen. You know, we was here last week, serving the Lord, wasn't we? Seeking Him, wanting Him to fill us with His Spirit. And here we are again today. Same thing, same enthusiasm. So there again, it's about the calling that we have. I was able to... the last 2 services, spend time with some of our youth. And mind you, the Lord has blessed us with some encouragement in our youth. But I was realizing as this was coming to me that these are our future deacons. These are our future elders. These are our future preachers. These are our future teachers. I thank the Lord for that. So that should motivate us adults step up to be the example we need to be. Talk just a little bit about character and strength of heart. And here's something that really came to mind was when you're answering a call. Like I say, we're going to have some opportunities here, and God expects you to step up. He's going to call you. And I thought of the baseball player, Pete Rose, in mind. He comes up there digging in. Okay, here's a frivolous player calling. "Whew, man, that was fast. I ain't doing that no more." He bailed. Okay, he didn't come up there and he didn't dig in. Okay, if you're answering your call, come up there and dig in tight. Dig in tight. Stand there firm. Look that opportunity right in the eye and take it. Standing on the Word of God. Standing on the strength that Jesus puts within you. And they bring that heater at you and you don't even flinch. Yeah. I remember old Pete Rose in the 70s. He stood there one time and that ball came and he just swelled up and that ball hit him right there. shoulder. He stood there and took it for the team. He done what he needed to do. He answered his calling. He gave the best he had right there, didn't he? He gave it all for that commitment to that team. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. Each and every one of us need to stand firm. Woo! I've never been out of breath before. Stand firm on that commitment that you're making for Jesus Christ. Didn't he stand firm for you? He hung right there on that cross, and he could have got off very easy, but he didn't.
Amen.
He hung there firm for you, Dave Long.
Amen, brother.
Each and every one of us, he did.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that tonight. Woo! Here's something I found in my notes from the class that a few of us went to out to Parchment Valley. I hear and I forget. Okay, and this was speaking to me. I remember experiencing that. Most of you hear what I say tonight, and maybe you won't remember it tomorrow. I see and I remember. Something will strike something up. You ever smell something and it reminds you of something from years back? You ever see a little something and it reminds you of something from years ago? Here's the one that'll get you. I do, and I understand. Answer that calling. Do it, and you'll understand why. He'll give you everything you need. I know the morning lesson was about that armor, the armor of God. He'll give you everything you need to do your job. He will. It's a promise, folks. It's not, I might give it to you. I hope he gives it to me. He won't. He gives it to you. He tells you he does. And I know one day, folks, he gave it to me. And he's making it stronger and stronger and stronger as I grow. And I'm praising the Lord for that, because this guy is a failure. He failed completely. He come up short on the triple and splat. But God picked him up one day. Didn't he, Claire? He picked us up, didn't he? And he brought us to this point where we're at today. Praise the Lord for that right now. So there again, your commitment. Your commitment. In closing, I've got four scriptures here in closing. And in Hebrews 12:1, preparing for the contest. And the way they have it wrote up here is kind of like in a race. But as you're preparing for your calling, whatever it might be here at church, you know, from the smallest thing in our minds to the biggest thing in our minds, it's all the same to God. Every job is equally important. Okay? Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does beset us so easily. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Set everything aside. Every excuse you got for not taking that position that God's called you for, lay it aside. It ain't worth nothing. It's going to be gone. When you're in heaven, what's holding you back ain't going to be there. What better thing to be in heaven and say, and God will say, "Thank you for answering the call." What better gift could you give him than saying, and then him saying, "Thank you for your obedience." Wow. Wow. The next one is striving for the prize. In 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Give it your best. Be prepared. And when I raced, I prepared. I made sure my bike was in top shape. I made sure my body was in top shape. But that was hollow. This is real.
Amen.
I want to give him the best that I can. I failed at everything else. This is all I got left. And I want to do the best I can. And I pray that you guys do too. And I know that you do. I know that you do. Here again, I'm preaching to the choir. Philippians 3:14 says, "I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And that's pressing for the goal. That's to keep going. No matter how tough it gets. If you fall over in a turn, pick it up and go on. Pick it up and go on. Keep striving. Keep going. And in closing, if you want to come and get ready for a song, the last scripture is 2 Timothy 4:7. Says, is the home stretch. Says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Don't you want to be able to stand before a right and just and righteous God? Say, that's what I did. That's what I did. Praise the Lord tonight. Thank the Lord for His goodness, His mercy. Oh, wow. Isn't God awesome? Isn't He awesome? Praise the Lord this evening. I was thinking, I listened to John Hagee today, and he'll say, you know, he'll read a scripture, and he'll say, let the house give the Lord praise. And that'll break out into an applause. Praising God. We applaud when our football team scores a touchdown. But we need to applaud and show our emotional affection to Jesus Christ, our Savior, for what He done. And what better way is to clap for Him and say, hallelujah! Praise the Lord this evening. Amen.